the Monster Maniacs Podcast. If you get too scared, just keep repeating, it's only a podcast. It's only a podcast.
I heard a scream!
The nightmare began with Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Need a ride, Santa Claus?
Oh, no, not exactly. Jump! No!
But it isn't over yet. In fact, the ultimate nightmare is about to begin all over again. Silent Night, Deadly Night, Part 2.
Hey, you little bastard!
All Ricky ever wanted was a little kindness.
Very naughty.
And all he ever got was pain.
She was naughty.
Now he wants revenge. And this time...
Garbage day!
He's going to get it. Step by step. Weapon by weapon.
Naughty.
Victim by victim. The terror's coming home, and he's all grown up. Silent Night, Deadly Night, Part 2.
I've got a present for you!
The terrifying suspense shocker you've been waiting for.
Gotcha!
Last time it thrilled you. This time.
Bingo!
It'll kill you. Silent Night Releasing Corporation presents. Silent Night, Deadly Night, Part 2.
Oh, God, what is that?
Why, it's our second part at the look at Silent Night, Deadly Night. The Shakespearean play that... Wait, no. The classic horror duo. It's not really... Because there's five parts, so we're just doing parts one and two, but you get the point. This is our conclusion, if you will. We started with part one, and now we're on to the classic Silent Night, Deadly Night part two, or duh, whatever you want to say. I'm, of course, Dr. Demas Trigoy, and I hope you enjoy it. Hope you watched it this year. Hope you had as much fun watching it as we do talking about it. And of course, hope we all scream at the same time the famous line, "It's garbage day."
Garbage day!
Huh?
No!
This time, let's create an origin story that's traumatic as hell and also make it, like, realistic because there's no real supernatural element. It's just realistic, you know, like, this could happen any, you know, in real life anytime. But, like, the fact that, like, it continues, like, they continue it right off the bat, you know, like, right in the first movie, they're like, okay, we know, you know what you're getting yourself into, and we're also going to set it up
right
for a sequel, direct sequel. Like, so that, I always thought that was really cool how they put a twist on, and like, it's like a few twists there. You're like, oh, okay. So even though Billy's dead, you got his brother now to like carry on his work. And, you know, he passed down the torch, but, yeah, the second one, we definitely got to do like a part two. I don't know if we'll do it this year, but maybe we could do it next year.
The only bad part about the second one is that it reuses so much footage from the first one.
Yeah. It's basically, I know that's the thing everybody always,
flashbacks.
I will say this. I know that's annoying, and I'm not, like, I'd prefer to just skip the last half of the movie. It's garbage day. Like all that everybody the knows.
Best
that.
Lines ever.
Garbage Day. But like brilliant. That the guy who actor who plays Ricky is just so brilliant. He's just great. I mean, the whole we could even just if you want, this could just be a bonus. We could just add this in to this episode because we're already talking about it.
Right.
So, but if you want to do that, we could talk about it. Like, Garbage Day. I mean, I would just go right to the second half because of like what you just said. Like, yeah, you're watching the first movie. Like I told Sierra, bringing up the same thing that we're talking about is that I was like, look, we don't have to watch the whole part two. And she was like, why? I was like, because it's basically just watching part one up until the latter, like the second half, like towards the end. What would you say, like the last like half hour or something like that?
Basically, the first half is just him having
an hour of like rehashing,
which is weird because he couldn't have witnessed all that we see.
Yeah,
because it's like
I get what they're doing, like
the movie that he wasn't even involved in.
It was a recap that it should have just been like under 5 minutes. I'd even say like just a few minutes, like. Yeah, two to whatever, 5 minutes. 5 minutes recap of the first movie.
Or, and how about this? Just in like the opening credits, we see like his like side of everything because he's in it quite a bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like
so it could have been his scene at the very end. We could start from the very end where they first kill the priest in front of him.
Yeah.
And then he sees his brother die in front of him.
And then it picks up right
from there. Yeah.
Right there, yeah.
Which is what, like 10 years later, or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's what it should have been. Honestly, like you didn't need like they did that same thing with what was it, Slumber Party Massacre? Well, I'm not sure which one it was, but if it was part two or three, one of them they just like straight up used all the original, like the first one. Footage legit. They didn't even the editor like did not give any fucks, zero fucks. He just was like, we're gonna take all of this footage from the first movie and just splice it in with most of the movie in between a few like moments of the new cast of the third. I think it was the third one, don't quote me on that, but it's definitely one of the sequels. And like because they just took all the footage from the first one. But like I was gonna say, I can sit through Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2, even though it's like that. But we were just compared to this Sleepaway Camp sequel because they, like, at least in Part 2, I mean, in Silent Night, at least they have, like, a continuation story.
Right.
Where it's going, where there's something else. Ricky has, like, that whole massacre scene. So, you know, and it's one of the best fucking massacre scenes, by the way. Like, he just straight up like kicks it off like by what electrocuting dude in the or he takes the car battery the sparkers and he just like zaps him like he just gets him like right in the skull like he's just like and like that just kicks off the debauchery. He's just like garbage day and he's just like sees some dude putting out the garbage and just shoots him. He's just shooting everyone like for no reason. It's just like, I don't like the full on, like, just, you know, I don't know, like, everything about it's brilliant because he's a straight up lunatic, you know, and he's not even dressed like Santa. He's just like, whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just like, okay. Yeah. So it's definitely, if you're interested in checking out part two, just, heads up, you're going to be watching the first one for like what, maybe the first hour or so.
I don't know. And it's at least half.
At least half of the movie is like all footage from the first movie. Because that we were just putting up the tree. So this was kind of like background, call it background music. I told her the first half, you could just kind of don't have to pay attention as much. And then once we got to the part where it picked up, she sat down and was paying attention. I was like, okay, this is the part where you need to like watch. Cause like it was right when he kills the psychiatrist And I was like, okay, this is where it's definitely picking up. Because after that, he's just, what, he sees the girl he likes?
Yeah. Yeah, there are similarities to the first one.
Yeah. It's definitely the same. Now that, bringing that up, yeah, there definitely is similarities. I mean, it's the classic, like, you know, the classic, like, setup is that, like, you know, he's eventually going to snap and
kill. Well, he starts out in the mental hospital.
Yeah.
Even though I don't remember if they explained how he got there.
Well, the thing is with this one, yeah, I'm not sure about that. But I was going to say with this one, Ricky isn't so much like Billy as where they went through the whole breakdown, the psychology of his breakdown, showing him eventually snap, you know, like, and then kill. But in the sequel, like, Ricky's already a freaking nut, man. They made him already, like, full-blown lunatic. Like, he's just waiting for his moment to kill the psychiatrist and break out of there. And just basically, he's been waiting to take over for Billy. I mean, he's been, you know, getting ready for that moment. And as you can see, it builds up to that moment where he just goes on a full massacre.
Right.
So, like, he's just basically, that's just a walk in the park for Ricky. You know, that's just like him. He's just testing the waters. He's like, but he shoots. And then we get another one of those famous shots right to the head, like in between the eyes. Like he got the store clerk in the first one, like the original Psycho Santa.
Right.
Like, that's where they do a lot of those, like, kills, those type of zombie headshot kills in this movie. In these movies. But, like, in part two, they were like, yeah, we're gonna do that again. Cause he gets the cop, one of the cops shooting at him, gets him right in the freaking forehead. And then what, like I said, he zaps the boyfriend or the guy that, or the guy who's like trying to get with the girl he likes, who looks like every douchebag. He reminds me of, like, doesn't he remind you of the bully from Night of the Creeps a little bit? The blonde dude?
A little bit.
Yeah. I don't think it's the same actor. I mean, it definitely isn't. But it just reminds me of, like, that, like, stereotypical, like, you know, preppy dude. The bully asshole. But, yeah. I did not. That was the most comical for me, because I just was like, once again, kind of like the deer or the antlers, you know, the impale.
Yeah.
I did not expect him to, like, grab the, I mean, it was all there. I mean, he had the hood popped up. Like, it makes sense now, but when I first saw it, I never would have thought of that creative kill. It was so awesome how they did that. And, like, and the effect, like, was so cool too. It just was like great effects for, like, that, for that time. When I don't know, they came out later though. Probably. Okay. So what, 86?
In 1987.
87. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, the effects were definitely there then. But yeah, it was just great. He just zaps him. Like, I like how they show his eyes. Don't they just show his eyes light up?
I believe. Like, yeah.
He's just, like he lights up like a Christmas tree. And then he kills the girl because he has to, which I don't remember how he kills. Does he, like, stab her? I don't remember, man. For some reason, I'm drawing a blank on that. But
oh, no, he strangles her with the car and antenna.
Yeah, the antenna. Oh, that's right.
Okay, now I'm remembering. So this is all like a flashback that got him in the mental hospital in the first place.
Yeah. See,
that's what's confusing.
Yeah, sure. I knew that. No, yeah, I do remember parts of that. I just, because I was, last time I watched this, besides just the other day, I wasn't really paying attention. Like, we're kind of like putting the tree up and shit. And so I didn't catch all the little stuff, the details. And before that, I hadn't watched it since last year. So my memory's a little fuzzy on some of that stuff, but I just remember it goes right to him there doing the narration, like, you know, as he's telling the whole story of like the first one. And it's like, you don't need, like, we didn't have to, you didn't have to show like the whole movie.
Right.
Flashback. It could have, like you said, it could have just gone like a trailer, like under 5 minutes. And like, you know,
he didn't even witness half of that. So how does he know all that happened?
How does he know? Yeah, exactly. He didn't witness all the Billy's slays, like kills. He just caught, only thing he saw was, as a baby, he witnessed that, but he probably didn't even know what was going on.
Until the orphanage.
Orphanage, yeah, exactly. But that, what I say, go back to that. It was brilliant how they did that, though, with his brother being in the same orphanage and that whole, all coming together, like doing a full circle with that. And he'd be, you know, he's traumatized now too. But yeah, part two, I'll just say to end it on part two, one last thing I'll say, like, they did a great job on casting for his brother, his older brother, because had it been anybody else, like, I don't know, he just like had the lunatic, like, psychotic, like, roll down. And then like his delivery of the lines were just comical, like Freddy Krueger type, you know, lines like garbage day, but I mean, you know, just saying crazy shit, you know, like, just, yeah, I don't know, he probably I'm sure he says punish at least once or twice, like,
right,
the reference, they got a reference that classic line. And then him at the end getting Mother Superior, oops, spoiler alert, but about to get her anyways. But he, like, he has that classic moment with the axe, just like in the first one with Billy.
Yeah.
This time he's dressed up as Santa.
And this time he finally takes his revenge and decapitates Mother Superior.
Yeah, he gets Mother Superior, yeah.
Which at this point, I mean, isn't she like so old and in a wheelchair? Like, there's not much she can do anyways.
Yeah, she's not doing much. And the fact that, like, she was already, like, set up. It's weird because you want to feel bad for her, but I just think of, like, the first movie. I automatically, like, don't feel bad for her. Yeah, I was actually rooting. Here's me. I'm rooting for the psycho Santa. Yeah, kill the nun. Kill that bitch. I went to Catholic school, man. I know the drill. Evil. No, but it just was like satisfaction. Like, you know what I mean? I just wasn't satisfied. I was like, yes. But yeah, that's the last thing I just wanted to say about part two. So if you guys, it's still worth, I think it's, see, I bought it with it's like the double feature. So I got the first and the second one.
Yeah, same here.
It's a tradition. I just say, fuck it, watch it. Watch the whole thing, because, like, it, I mean, last year I think I did skip to the second path, like, I couldn't, but yeah, I don't know, like, it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, I have to watch it just for that second half, you know. Like, even if I skip to the last part, it's just like getting to the garbage day, and then it's like my Christmas is complete. Like, Ernest Saves Christmas, Christmas Vacation. You know what I mean? It's certain movies I have to watch. Like,
right.
I mean, I could probably keep going, but you get what I'm saying. It's like just classic Christmas movies. Yeah. Highland Deadly Night, man. Like, what? I mean, we talked about the kills. We got the kill count. I don't know. To wrap it up, I mean, like, I'd say my thoughts on Highland Deadly Night, it's definitely cult, because we're talking about that earlier. It's definitely a cult film. It's definitely up there with Friday the 13th and, like, all the classic slashers. You know, Billy definitely is an iconic slasher.
And it's probably definitely one, I would say, one of the first Christmas slashers with a high kill count.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, if anything, the most brutal and creative. Yeah. The most brutal, the highest count, and the most brutal and the most creative kills as well. All around, I give it I don't know what a rating system is, but I definitely give it a high rating. I'd say, like, you know, if we're doing 5 out of 5 donuts, you know, like 5 donuts, man. It's great.
Yeah, I'd say 4 decapitated heads.
4 decapitated heads. Okay, there you go. Yeah. Well, in that case, yeah. Yeah, I'd say I'd go higher. I'd go 4.5, to be fair. Like, for me, just because, I don't know. I think it's, even though I was saying 5, that's like too perfect. I mean, it is awesome. I mean,
it's well shot.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Even the kid is not that bad. But I still wanted the nun to die.
Yeah. I will say the only reason I'm giving it 4.5 and not a full 5, why I changed my mind, is because if there is an unrated or deleted scene version out there, then I would give that the 5. Because, like, if they did have another version that was, like, even more hardcore than that, then it would be a full 5 stars. Or
I am curious, as if they knew they were going to do a sequel, is that why they ended it the way they did?
Yeah, they definitely ended it that way for a reason. They were like, we're gonna try to do a pull of Friday the 13th and continue this now with his brother. That's the way I see it. That's the way I saw it, was that if they're like, if we know we're going to kill off the main villain, we could continue the saga with his little brother. And I think that's what they were trying to do. But yeah, I don't know if that's like for sure what they were trying to do, but that's what I was thinking. And then, you know, obviously they made part 2, and that's what happened, but they didn't, unfortunately, like, didn't they kill him at the end? Or no, they didn't kill him. He comes back. I think part 3 is like loosely based off of, yeah,
he doesn't die. He gets shot, but then you see him and he like opens his eyes towards at the end.
Well, here's the thing. Like, yeah, I remember that. But what I'm saying is, I haven't seen part 3 since, like, it's been like a year or two, so I don't remember.
Oh, it's been longer than that for me.
I don't remember if it was Billy or
Ricky.
Ricky.
I believe.
If it is, then yeah, then part 3 was a continuation of part, direct sequel from part 2, because he is in the hospital. Well, this girl is in the hospital and she has like some kind of like, what do they call that when you have like ESP? Oh yeah, ESP. Well, she has that, like, she's getting these dream, like, they're doing these tests on her, like, in the hospital, and she's having these flashback dreams of Ricky coming after her, and then he eventually does. And that's freaking, for the longest time, I didn't know that was who I just met, Chop Top, Bill Mosey. Had no idea that was him. All these years, I didn't know that shit. And so I went to revisit it like a couple years ago because of that. I was like, oh, Bill Moses is the killer. I didn't know that. So yeah, that was why I wanted to check it out again, but I didn't remember if that was Ricky or if they were basing it like a direct sequel. But third one's kind of just meh for me. I think it had potential. Like, I love Bill Moseley in it. He's the best part of it.
I don't even remember it at all.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's very like, it's well, dismal.
How do you top? It's garbage day. How do you top that?
You can't, dude. It's
that is that is gone down. Probably infamy.
The problem with part 3 is that they didn't make him like that.
Right.
They made him a zombie.
Oh.
It was weak. They made him a zombie. I mean, I'm not saying it's like the worst, but it's not, I don't know, man. Like, the worst one for me was, even though I love Mad Screaming George, he does the effects, is part 4. I don't like part 4. That was the one about the witches. I tried rewatching it again, and I just don't like it.
Yeah, I have never seen part 4 or part 5.
Whoa, no, you have to see part 5. Part 5 is fucking good.
Really?
Yes, it is. The Toy Maker.
Oh, is that with...
It's Nick about, Burton? Like, without ruining it for you, Mickey Rooney is the toy maker, and he makes his son. He makes fucking Pinocchio type, like AI,
really
fucking robot killer. Yeah, dude, it's fucking awesome. Yeah, it's awesome as shit, dude. And then he makes these like toy bombs and like toy. It's like demonic toys, not as demonic toys, or Puppet Master, but close to it. You know, because they do stuff like that. It's kind of in that realm.
I remember hearing that he refused to do it or something, or that they didn't tell him it was a horror movie or something. They tricked him into doing it.
Oh, that's messed up. No wonder he was, he played a really good villain. So he was probably using that as fuel. So that kind of makes sense. Yeah. I mean, to me, that's what I just thought of when you said that. Because he really fucking plays a good villain. He gets really pissed off and like he's a bastard in it. But definitely check out Part 5, man. It's I was really like shocked at like how good it was, because I thought, all right, this is like the fifth installment, like
straight to video, right?
Not even about Ricky. Not even about Ricky. Right. It's just about Billy. Like you don't have Ricky or Billy, so you're not gonna have Billy. At least have Ricky, and they don't have any of that. It stands on its own. Like, and it's kind of like, I get it. It's kind of cool what they're doing. They're doing like a season of the witch. All right, now let's do different stories within Silent Night.
So is it similar to like Return of the Living Dead 3, where it's got nothing to do with the first two?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's
good on its own, but it's got nothing to do with the first two movies.
Yeah, it's definitely a Part 3 Return of the Living Dead, Season of the Witch, like Halloween 3 type deal, where it goes completely left field, because they started it with the witch one in Part 4. I don't remember the title of Part 4, but it's about witches, and like feels like fucking like witchcraft. I don't know if you've ever seen any of those like really low budget.
Four is called Silent Night, Deadly Night 4 Initiation.
Initiation, that's right. Yeah.
No sense.
Yeah. That's why I have so many problems with that movie. Don't even get me started on that fucking some people might be listening are gonna be like,
you forget to mention it's got Clint Howard.
I mean, look, here's the thing. I love Clint Howard. Clint Howard, if Clint Howard can't even save the movie, there's a problem.
Definitely. And,
I mean, he has a moment. Okay. Not great like fucking Ice Cream Man. Not great like fucking Hicks. Remember Ticks?
Yeah.
I mean, no great awesome moments at all. He's just there and that's it. Like, they don't give him a call. I guess his death scene's all right, but it's not like anything to talk home about. I'm just saying, like, that movie, just for me personally, I will never watch. I would never try to watch it again. I tried.
Oh, okay.
I tried to watch it and I was like, fuck that. I mean, but the Toy Maker, though, on the other hand, fucking rules, dude. I love that movie.
But would you say the Maniac should watch it, or at least once?
As a maniac of horror, you gotta at least watch it once.
Okay.
But here's my thing. Everyone's so different about shit. You might really like witches and stories about witches. I do, but this just doesn't work. I think it works on its own. Like, it's like Season of the Witch, man. It should just be called Season of the Witch. It should legit just have, you know, whatever. Like, it should just be its own thing.
Do you think it was made and then they just threw the Silent Night, Deadly Night name tag on
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Has nothing to do with I think it might be set during Christmas, but other than that, it has nothing to do with Silent Night, Deadly Night, the series as a whole. And they totally abandon it there after part three. And that's okay, but you know, prime example of like the right way to do it is the Toymaker, not the initiation. Right. You know, because the Toymaker was fucking all about Christmas and dealt with the same type of themes. It even had a little boy as a main character.
Okay.
Who was traumatized. So sorry. I know because you haven't seen it yet, but just watch it, dude. Like it's a good I'm not saying it's better than part one and two. I'm just saying it's for another sequel, it's pretty damn good.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know, part three is kind of for me, it's just a meh. It's there. I mean, I'd say definitely watch it though for Bill Moseley alone. I'd expect like a really, he's like catatonic, like the grandpa. He's just a walking zombie.
Nice.
Doesn't say anything. Just walks around, and like a zombie.
Okay, so before we wrap it up, I just want to put out some stuff for the nerds. So this movie was originally called Sleigh Ride, to be produced by Sleigh Ride Productions.
I saw that. Yeah.
And that the company or the studio wanted it to be, they're looking for a director to be the next John Carpenter. And they considered, and this would have been awesome, Sam Raimi.
What? Oh, hell yeah.
Imagine Sam Raimi directing Silent Night, Deadly Night.
I could, because he did like Evil Dead, but I mean he did that slasher The Intruder with his buddy Spiegel.
I can imagine is would Bruce Campbell have been Billy?
That would have been fucking perfect, dude. Like he could play the perfect Psycho Santa.
Yes.
Oh, man.
He goes crazy. He's definitely crazy.
I mean, that's like a match made in heaven. And then you could also tie in the whole, like, yeah, it goes perfect with the Linnea Quigley antler, you know, scene. That's like, it all just makes sense. Man, that would have been sick. Either Carpenter or Raimi. I think Raimi would have been the better choice. I'm not saying...
Well, I mean, they just wanted the next John Carpenter, like to find like the next. Like, so apparently, I mean, obviously, they were comparing this to Halloween.
Yeah. What I mean, like, is I love Carpenter, everything Carpenter, but I'm just saying, like, I love to see Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell, that team during the 80s, try to do that because they did Intruder, and that was another twisted slasher. I mean, it wasn't Sam's movie, but it was, he worked on it though. Like, I think he was definitely in the movie, him and Ted and Bruce, all of them. Let me see. I got to find it.
Yeah. That would be good to see Ted Raimi. It'd be funny if Ted Raimi played the brother.
Okay. So
it couldn't have been, cause he'd been too young.
And the other thing I just realized, well, I didn't realize, but after rewatching Blood Rage, Ted's in the first opening scenes. He's like selling the condoms to the dude in the bathroom.
Right, he is.
Ted Raimi. I was like, oh shit, it's Ted. So that's how he got his career. He was working for Trojan. But the Trick or Treat. Oh no, I grabbed the wrong movie. Oops. We're not interviewing Trick or Treat right now.
Oh yeah,
it's right next to it.
Speaking of which, are you going to be able to meet Ted Raimi?
Yeah, I'm still going to be able to meet Ted. I'm just bummed that Sam's not going to be there.
Yeah,
I mean, super bummed.
Previous, and he's pretty cool.
Well, the good news is that he will be back, but I got to wait till March. Yeah, that's the shitty part. But at least I get to save up money for that, so I can get. I might get a couple autographs and definitely still getting a photo op.
March is Whorehound Weekend in Cincinnati, too.
Ah, there it is. Finally. Oddly enough, that was in between Maniac the movie I was talking about earlier.
Okay.
And Trick or Treat. Okay, so Intruder. All right, so just to go on a little tangent, just for a little derail, because you were talking about Sam Raimi and like, so yeah, this came out, this was directed by Scott Spiegel, who Scott Spiegel worked with Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell a lot, like in the beginning. They did a lot of stuff, but basically he directed it and Lawrence Bender produced it, who was involved with The Maniac.
Oh, so it comes full circle. Nice.
Yeah. And then that's why I wanted to grab this DVD, because I don't have the IMDb page up. But Scott Spiegel and Lawrence Bender, and then you got Sam Raimi, Ted Raimi, Bruce Campbell, Elizabeth Cox, Danny Hicks, who was also, we know from Evil Dead 2, the hillbilly. He's like, Billy Joe. I really don't know, honestly. I know Renee Estevez. Isn't David Bryan's like, it's a different actor, different person, but isn't that like the lead singer of the Talking Heads? Or am I just making shit up? I swear it is, but anyways.
I don't think so.
Here's the other, I'm wrong on that. You guys can slay me for that one. Sorry, guys. But here's one fun thing I also got to bring up about The Intruder. Greg Nicotero and Robert Kurtzman freaking did the special makeup effects, which, I mean, that's not like it's uncommon or like a, you know, something out of bounds, but just that lineup of all of them together working on a movie.
And Greg Nicotero was also in the movie.
Yeah. Yep. I did know that. I just didn't freaking, I don't remember what, if he was the,
it just says Townie in car.
Yeah. I didn't think he had a huge part, but.
Well, you know, it seemed like Bruce Campbell's part is really tiny, even Bruce though they put him on the cover of the Blu-ray that I got.
Have you seen The Intruder yet?
Of course. I love it.
Okay. So it's just probably been a while or something, but.
Yeah. I bought the movie and I had Ted Raimi sign it, and because it said Bruce Campbell on the cover. So I'm thinking he's a main character, of course.
Yeah. It's like Trick or Treat, like how they did Ozzy and Gene Simmons on the front. But like Bruce is like at the end, he's the cop, and like it's kind of like you remember Darkman?
Yes.
His cameo in Darkman.
Right.
It's kind of like that, but not as fast. Like you get to see Bruce for a little bit as the cop, but in Darkman, man, they just straight up like show him for like a flash of a second. It's like there he is, bye.
Like Bruce Campbell is like the Stan Lee of Marvel movies. He's like Stan Lee absolutely. Sam Raimi movies. I swear, the next Sam Raimi movie, he should put Bruce Campbell in drag as just like a woman on the street.
Oh man, yeah, that would be epic. That could go along with my idea of drag. I think it's already been done, but drag woman versus. Zombies or something, you know, like a Evil Dead with Bruce Campbell as in drag. That would be freaking hilarious. Oh my god, he's using his high heels or something to fight them off. It's gotta be some crazy shit, some crazy twist with that.
As well, what we really need is more Bruce Campbell. We've gone off on a real tangent here.
It's kind of like with it's easy to do because
all these movies are connected, and so it's like
that's why I'm gonna say.
Separation from Kevin Bacon here.
It totally is because you bring up one actor or one director, writer, whatever, and like you come to find that like they all, if they hadn't worked together, they definitely influenced each other. And you could tell from all these, like, these early slashers, like, and that's why I brought up Intruder, because I was like, well, we were talking Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell, that whole connection, and it got me thinking, like, which this is what I wanted to mention earlier. This is the year that it came out. I was trying to figure out, but it doesn't even tell you on the back. So I don't know.
Of Intruder?
Look this up. When did Intruder come out?
I want to say 89.
Okay, so it's definitely what I thought. This was like they were influenced heavily by, you know, all these other, like Maniac and, of course, Silent Night, Deadly Night. But yeah, I just was thinking, like, man, these kills are like, and Intruder were like really over the top, like brutal. The meat grinder
at some point.
Yeah, I'm down for doing Intruder, man. I would love to do that. Actually, it would be cool to do is, like, if you're down, like, we could do like a Bruce Campbell marathon, or Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell movie, like all the stuff that they did, or just
definitely.
Like,
I'm definitely down for that.
Yeah, just do a full on like groovy fest, you know, all the Sam Raimi shit. But I guess groovy movies. Yeah, have a groovy Christmas. But I don't know. I guess we could wrap it up here, because this is, we definitely made this like a part. This could be two episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want, what we could do is we could split it up into
Garbage Day.
Silent Night 1 and 2, I guess. Okay. I don't know. Because we talked about enough of that, of each one. Surprised we didn't run out of time.
Garbage Day!
Or we're on unlimited time now. I forgot. We're on the premium.
Yeah, we're special. We have the premium.
We're special. Yeah, I'm definitely special. I freaking have brain farts all the time on this show. I definitely, without your help with the trivia shit. I mean, I'm pretty, I don't knock myself too much. I do know a lot of useless information, like just like random shit, some obscure horror movies that people are gonna be like okay, like, but it's just like also fun to just talk about all this, you know, all these cool things like that we're into. So like, you got the slashers, like holiday slashers, and we're gonna do some more, at least one, maybe two more. We'll try for you goalies, because I know it's been a while. So we did a Halloween one. We skipped like what, Thanksgiving, but
well, that was kind of, I was unable to see Thanksgiving thanks to my stupid theater catching fire,
and I was sick as a dog, so that's why, that's what happened Thanksgiving with me. I got the COVID, and I got the but yeah, as far as like, I guess we can just end it there. So Everyone check out, if you haven't already, if you're a horror freak like us, check out Silent Night, Deadly Night.
And part marathons.
Watch, have a marathon.
Back to back.
Yeah, watch them. Fuck it. Just watch them all, man. Watch them all and then put on a Santa suit and punish them. Punish. And remember,
what?
It's always Garbage Day.
see you next time, ghouls.
Later, ghoulies.
Garbage Day.
Huh?
No.
And just a reminder, our theme song is Monster Movie by the Tombtones, and that is courtesy of Batcave Records. That is from their album Pumpkin Guts. So if you liked it, head on over to Bandcamp and pick it up. And here it is in its entirety.